This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Marcus Anderson is a fusion jazz artist who has recorded 10 studio albums, and he's more than an artist. He's also an entrepreneur with his own line of coffee called And Coffee, and he's organizing a jazz festival in Asheville next year. Marcus Anderson is here to talk about that and perform in the studio. Welcome back, Marcus.
Thanks for having me.
We're just talking about music in North Carolina. How do you see the music scene here, and where do you fit into it, and jazz in general?
I kind of get in where I fit in. Yeah. And I know that's one of the cliche things to say, but music here in North Carolina is so amazing. So many times I travel to different places around the world, and everybody's always talking about North Carolina and North Carolina musicians and how talented they are, you know, and how skilled, and I don't know, they always have this extra flair is what I always hear. So I always feel like I'm part of the elite when I come and say, you know, I'm from the Carolinas. North and South.
Asheville, obviously a great music scene.
Yeah.
You can put your jazz festival anywhere. Why Asheville?
Asheville is kind of like the hidden gem of like North Carolina. You have the beaches, but I'm a mountains guy. You know, I come from the country, woods and trees.
The way we're going, you can have the beach in the mountains in just a few short years.
Yeah, yeah, if they don't slow down, you know. But I love the mountains. I love Asheville, and I love coffee. So I just figure I'd take a great scenery and take music and take my coffee line and just kind of combine it and create my own escape.
That sounds good. Yeah. Can I ask you to play a song for us?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Marcus Anderson, you made my day from his album Style Meets Substance, performing at the BU Cafe in Durham tonight and on Sunday night, and then he's going to be performing tomorrow night, actually, at the Ramcat in Winston-Salem.
Yeah.
Great song. What's your creative process? How do you approach a song like that?
It usually comes just from moments and experiences and actually listening to other music. Other music inspires me, so I'm always trying to find what's the latest album, what's the latest song, and not even like the stuff that's really on radio. I like that too, but I'm always looking for like the Andy Allos, or I'm always looking for the Hers. I'm always looking for the Corey Henrys and people like that, because that music kind of like drives me to do what I'm doing right now. You know, working with other artists helps, you know, hearing other people sing But, you know, anything and everything inspires me, life, nature.
Yeah, it's interesting, too, to think about it as you know, I was listening to some of the flourishes and just the approach and the style and sort of when you backed off and the and the way that you approach breath control and all those little nuances. How much of that is in the, as you're putting a song together, do you hear that right away or is that the next step, kind of how I'm going to play this song versus what the notes are going to be, right?
I kind of hear it ahead of time. Everything I do is kind of more of a vocal approach. So before I even pick up my horn, I'm always singing it in my head. A saxophone is a very vocal instrument. Mm. So when you think about, you know, singing, you know, I try to emulate the same thing with the saxophone.
Wow. Great stuff. Hey, you played on Prince's album.
I did.
I'm going to play a little bit from the track right here, and then we're going to talk a little bit more about that. This is Prince with Marcus Anderson on sax. The song is called Revelation. Just listening for the sax on that one. I don't know who's doing the vocal. Prince with Marcus Anderson on sax doing the song, sax doing Revelation from Prince's 2015 album Hit and Run Phase 2.
Yeah.
What was it like doing that album?
It was amazing. It was funny because when we recorded that song, there were no vocals on it. And he said, just play. And I was like, well, Prince, where are the vocals? He said, just find out where they are and just play around it. All right, cool. So there were no vocals. I had to kind of anticipate and feel where the vocals may come in. And I think he may have built like his melody or stuff around it. I don't know. But it was funny because I played it. I said, I hate it, Prince. Can I do another? He's like, no, that's great, Marcus. We're going to use the first take. So I did another take. And he said, what did you think? I said, I hate that. And he said, exactly. His favorite word, I think, because he always would say exactly.
He knew your second take was worse than the first. Were you, how much of that, and he was obviously with you during the recording.
Yeah, right? he was there. Yeah.
Wow, how much other music that we heard in there was available, or were you just playing, what were you hearing while you were playing?
I was just hearing like moments and an emotion. I didn't know the name of the song.
But was there any, forgive me for interrupting that, but were there any other tracks playing or was it just you playing or could you hear any of the music that we heard?
So it was just the instrumental with no vocals. So everything was there and then just me playing sax. Wow. And I played a little bit more and he cut a couple of parts out, but everything that you're hearing is pretty much what was there.
Do you learn anything in a process like that?
Yeah, I learned how to be patient when it comes to playing music. And the reason he wants to do the first take because you're not really overthinking and say, and you can't anticipate it. You're listening more and picking your spots, which is kind of more organic. And I like that approach.
Well,
there's some
stuff.
Magic in it.
I know you want to talk about your coffee line, too. Tell us about starting that coffee line. Why did you start that?
Well, it kind of stems back to working with Prince because we did like 12-hour work days, 6 days a week. We had Sundays off and we bowled and played laser tag. But then I was always drinking energy drinks. So I started drinking coffee. And I decided to create my coffee line, and I put out an album with it and got a number one on Billboard with that song. And, you know, so here we have it.
You want to play Cup of Joe for us?
Sure, man.
All right, let's listen.
Thank you.
Marcus Anderson, A Cup of Joe, featuring Matt Marshock. You can see Marcus perform tonight and Sunday at the BU Cafe in Durham. And tomorrow night it's going to be at the Ramcat in Winston-Salem.
Well, hopefully they can get tickets when they're already sold out for BU both shows.
All right.
Went fast.
We'll stand on Main Street. People stand there all the time.
It's just a $2 admission to look in the window.
Hey, that which is going to be a kind of a Christmas music. You're going to do Christmas music?
Yeah. I have two Christmas albums, and I'll be doing music from both. Yeah.
Is it for you? We're playing against recorded tracks here today. You prefer playing with live musicians? Does it matter?
Always.
To you?
Yeah. Always. I love acoustic stuff. So anything with guitar and sax, you can kind of, I don't know, you can build moments with it. I don't know what it is. I mean, maybe because I grew up, you know, hearing a lot of folk music. Mm-hmm. And stuff like I love guitar, especially acoustic. I'm a big John Mayer fan.
So good stuff. Well, maybe we'll get a sample of some of your Christmas stuff right now.
Sure.
All right, well, let me tell everybody about you, and then you can get ready to give us play us out in some Christmas music. Marcus Anderson is going to be at the BU Cafe in Durham, but you can't see him because the tickets are all sold. However, you could go to Winston-Salem tomorrow night, Ramcat.
Yeah.
All right, so then if you don't make it, Winston-Salem, the Ramcat, and you can find out more at our website, stateofthings.org. Our program produced by Anita Rao, Laura Pelliser, Dana Terry, and Amanda Magnus. Robin Copley is our technical director. Al Wadarski is helping out today. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Marcus Anderson. Thank you, Marcus.
Thank you, Frank.